brother with a different mother, Donovan Lewis.
What up, kinfolk?
I've got more money than God.
Make a big splash, then a lot of people get wet.
Let's take some shots.
Let's go to Papa Do's, everybody. I'm buying.
I'm going to go bonkers for about 1 minute here.
What?
Keep it 100.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. White girls got dirty.
Da, 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 nay, nay.
Chocolate City's in the house right now.
Donovan, have a shrimp.
Ass out.
That's so ratchet.
Booty.
Swaggy P.
Better believe it, homie.
Does it hurt?
No. Oh, man, you know what? Let's go have a couple of beers and get our prostates examined.
Wahala.
Let me take another selfie.
Only 18 minutes. Your fiance.
Keep doing what you do, playboy, and chase that money, okay?
That was some good stuff right there. Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Fitness and you can look when everything is done. Well, good morning, everyone. It's 1014 at Sports Radio 96.7, 1310. The Ticket, this is The Norm and The Invasion, the world's most dangerous midday show, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rev, the Moderator, Mr. 120, Norm Hitzkus, broadcasting live from his home in Little Am. Gone, good morning, and no, Norm.
No, you're wrong about Mr. 120.
Oh.
There's been an update to the tote board.
Oh, he won the e-break on Friday?
Yes, he did.
121. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So
there was a tree involved and phone calls.
Okay. All wasn't right. Pretty. My bad, Mr. 121.
Some of us were out of town last week.
Yeah, I did not hear that. I apologize.
I wonder what that would sound like.
Okay, what would it sound
like?
Tell him to calm down. You have a show until noon.
Yep.
Tell Coco to chill. Give Coco an early drink. Oh my gosh! Now they're calling.
Mercy.
Okay. Does Norm need a few minutes?
The phone. Do we need to take a break so you can get yourself together?
Stay with the show for a moment. I've got an emergency here.
Uh oh.
Are you answering the phone?
Hello.
Oh, he answered the phone.
Good God.
On the air. Okay. Hopefully we're not stepping into a bear trap.
We should stop.
But that is weird to answer the phone.
On my talk show.
Oh. That's exciting. He's having a tree planted.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully it'll be in a side yard for his tree.
In his side yard.
Okay, emergency handle.
Okay, so this wasn't bad news, Eddie, right?
No, it was the tree guy.
Okay.
And he wanted to wait till the next break to get specific directions on where to put the tree.
After your live spot.
Don't they know what the hell you do for a living?
Wow.
Mr. 121, Norm Hitzkus, broadcasting live from his home in Little Elm. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Should we give that one to me or to Coco?
No. That's all you, buddy. That is all you answering the phone and talking to the tree man right in the first segment. That's right. Mike was
I was listening to the audio and I was trying to shush you and Julie because I'm like, wait, let's hear. Let's listen.
I didn't know he was actually answering the phone. Okay, so Saroy's sticking around because I wanted him to hear the insane travel story. But we do have Saad. Good morning, sir. He's filling in for Mike because Mike's filling in for the Musers. And we have Jules, of course.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Big strong Jer, as always, my strong man. Mm-hmm. All right, I am back from Vegas. I was off Friday and Monday. Had a buddy of mine that celebrated his 50th birthday this weekend in Vegas. It's actually in February, but of course, with COVID and all that stuff, he didn't have a chance to celebrate. This was the weekend, so we had a grand time. He had about 36 people out there in total, had a few group activities. It was lovely. But we left Thursday afternoon about 5:40. That was the time our plane was supposed to leave Dallas to get to Vegas about 6, whatever. It's fine.
5:40 flight time.
Yes, 5:40 p.m. flight time on Thursday. So before I left the house, and you know, Mike, I'm a little bit of
right after the show, you're on your way.
I'm a little bit of an early airport goer because I just want to make sure everything is fine. But before I left the house, I got a text message saying that our flight was delayed. And it was delayed like 30 minutes. It's fine. Now you can slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. We dropped the dog off at the doggy daycare for the weekend so he can have fun with his friends. And we can leisurely make our way to the airport, get everything done, even grab a bite to eat.
Yeah.
It's just slow walking. It's great. It's great when you can slow walk and not worry about time, Norm. And while I'm in line, it's four of us traveling together. My buddy Q and his wife and me and Twig. We're in line to go get some food. I get another text message. Look down. Our flight has been canceled.
Hey-o.
Oh, no.
Was there weather? What we nothing?
That's what we heard. And then I looked at Vegas, and of course, Vegas is sunny and 103 degrees.
Right?
And there's no rain here, so I was thinking maybe it's from where the plane is coming from that we're getting a delay. I don't know, but not delayed, canceled.
Jeez.
So now you're trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? And the people at the airline said that they will send you a text message in like 30 minutes because they're rebooking everybody to let you know what flight that you're booked on for either later on tonight or tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Is this Freedom Airlines or is this Greek Letter Airlines?
It's an airline.
It's a directional airline.
It's an airline. That's what we'll say.
It's directional.
And so my whole mission was not to go back home. Because if I go back home, I'm going to be defeated.
Yeah, you lose.
Yeah, you lose. Yep. You have taken a huge L on this thing because you don't have a night in Vegas that you've paid for the hotel room and all that stuff. And I don't know if you can get that back. Whole mission was to try and get there that night. So we're trying to scramble and see what we want to do. About 20 minutes passed, and you don't get anything from the airline saying, okay, this is where we booked you. There's no way they're going to do that quickly. So we started trying to see what other means we could do. So our first thought was to see if there was a flight early in the morning from somewhere that we can get out on. So we saw that there was a 6 a.m. flight, Norm, leaving from Austin to go to Vegas.
So
6 a.m. the next day.
If the goal was not to go home and there's a 6 a.m. flight, that means a candlelight dinner at the airport and a nice comfy bed with 800-count sheets?
No, the goal was to rent a car, drive to Austin, and maybe stay at a hotel right there at the airport. Because it was about 6 p.m. here.
But you're not getting to Vegas in time for your room that night. So that purpose is defeated.
That was plan A.
Okay.
But now we're trying to...
Plan Austin,
plan A. That was the last thing we were going to do. So now we started looking at flights to west. Maybe you can find a flight west.
Mm-hmm.
If it's close enough, you can drive to Vegas.
Right. Phoenix, perhaps.
Phoenix. Long Beach, LAX.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque is way too far because we did look at that. But a lot of these flights are sold out, man. People are traveling and getting their butts out. So you just look at the list and it's unavailable. So we didn't know what to do. So we found at 7:30 flight to Burbank. Okay. You can fly into Burbank, rent a car, drive to Vegas, drop it off. Boom. Problem solved. But the problem...
Mike, I'm just getting a sense that the problem wasn't solved here. What about you?
No, yeah, probably unsolved, this mystery. Yeah, okay.
Saw the Burbank flight, go up to the desk to try to get on it. Four people, three seats. There are only three seats left on this Burbank flight.
Well, bad news, Twig. Guy's trip.
And then, after a further search, there was one seat left to go to LAX. So how about this?
What?
Three go to Burbank, rent a car. I will fly to LAX. You guys pick me up at LAX.
Oh, come on!
And then we drive to Vegas.
Lord. No.
Wait a minute. Is Los Angeles closer to Vegas than Burbank is closer to Vegas?
No.
You may backtrack a little bit, but
Burbank is significant. Burbank is significant.
Dude,
when you factor in L.A. traffic, you have to drive straight through Los Angeles from LAX. I bet you're talking hour and a half plus added to your trip, LAX, Burbank.
Maybe. But our whole goal was to get there. We don't know that that was the option he took.
Keep going, Donnie.
Three Burbank. Q, his wife, and my wife would fly to Burbank, rent a car, come pick me up at LAX. Boom, we're driving to Vegas. That was the plan.
I hope you didn't go with that plan.
The LAX flight was leaving Dallas like about 9 o'clock or something like that. So it felt like it would be enough time. Right when I landed at LAX, I'd walk out of the airport. They'd be right there.
They wouldn't.
Just smiling.
The narrator. They wouldn't.
And my gosh, it would be the greatest plan ever. That was the deal. We settled on it. So now we're waiting at the airport, and the Burbank flight is about to board here in about 15 minutes. And so I walk up to the desk and say, you know what? I just kind of want to get on standby to see if anybody doesn't show up for this Burbank flight. My people on here, maybe I can get on this flight with them and we can save a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady at the desk looks at me and she said, they told her the flight was full. She a couple of beeps on the computer, printed me out a boarding pass and said, you got the last seat on the Burbank flight.
Okay.
We're winning. We're all on the same flight now. It's great.
Yes.
Fly to Burbank. We rent a car.
4 hours.
We drive to Vegas. It is a rough drive at night. I don't know if you've ever made that drive. It's terrible at night. Awful. I talked and sung the whole way so my buddy could stay up, because he's the driver, I'm the navigator in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed up the entire way. The lady at the airline told me our bags would be on the next flight out, so they should be at the airport when we get to Vegas airport. It's great. Plan is working. We're winning. We're having a great time. We see the lights. It's about 2 a.m. Vegas time when we pull up.
Just getting cranked up.
It's been a long day, man, but we successfully navigated everything. We get to the airport in Vegas. We go to the baggage place and say, all right, we're here to pick up our bags. Another boop, 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 boop on the computer. Your bags are still in Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
The knee buckle that I had almost fell to the ground. Like, seriously.
Did you have a little Norm bag with pairs of undies in it?
No, I check a bag. We have different activities planned.
But you didn't have anything on you? Like, no change of clothes? Nothing?
Zero.
Or not even a little?
Not even a toothbrush?
You just went all in believing that this plan was going to work perfectly.
Right. Nothing. I had no change of clothes whatsoever. So we get to the hotel. We finally get there around 3:30 Pacific time, which I almost called the musers and told them, you guys want to hear a story about me just pulling in now? Because their show just started when we got there. And we wound up getting our bag around 10 o'clock Vegas time.
I wanted you to be one of the people that actually shop in the weird shops that they have in these casinos, like all Chanel and all this.
It was close.
The only thing you can buy is this $3,000 suit. Like, all right, I'll take it.
Just for breakfast in the morning, I have a long coat buttoned up and everything. No.
Gucci flop hat.
Man, you have Prada underwear on. You look wonderful.
Just
have to accommodate that. So we finally get our bags. And the greatest thing in the world is having your luggage, taking that initial shower to put on clean clothes.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling after having to put back on the clothes you've been in all day to go to the airport to get your
stuff. What time did your bags get in your hands?
About 10 a.m. Friday morning.
Okay,
Vegas,
so you just
time.
Slept and then there they were.
Yeah.
Well, and then also, had you just waited in Dallas, you could have been on that same flight that brought your bags and arrived with your bags one day later.
But I made it to Vegas.
and there was no guarantee that would work.
That's
that you
right.
Waited in Dallas.
Because they were saying that some people wouldn't put people until 9 p.m. on Friday. Like, they were saying that was the first available flight. I was like, okay, I'm not missing two nights. I'm not missing 2 days of Vegas fun. That's not happening.
Underwear or not.
If I have to wear the same drawers out there the whole weekend, it's happening. It just added to the legend.
How much fun was that half day spent with no bag?
Oh, it's the worst. That is the worst feeling to not have any of your stuff.
Did you do the shower and then put the dirty stuff back on? Because that's a sad move, too.
And then you pray that they have a, you know, toothbrush, a dental kit.
Yeah.
And they did. So you can brush your teeth with the little bitty toothbrush and the tiniest tube of toothpaste. It's so tiny.
Mm-hmm. So I think we all have a question that needs to be asked here. Friday, when you get to the hotel and you shower, do you then go commando to pick up your bags?
You don't. And it feels weird because you come back and take the next shower because you just put back on the underwear you've had on all day.
Road trip underwear.
Oh, man. It was a crazy route that I don't think a lot of people would have taken. But we did it.
They try to keep Donnie away from Vegas, and they can't do
it.
No one can do it.
Tell you what, the next step of cigarettes almost happened because I needed a couple of puffs on a couple of drags on a cig to calm my nerves after everything we went through to get to the bright lights. But it's just like a magnet. I couldn't help myself. We did it.
Oh, man.
We did it, everybody.
Damn did it. It
so
worked.
So proud of you.
It worked again.
It's so the first time I've ever had a flight canceled.
Yeah.
Never had that happen before.
Rude.
Yep.
I'm sure, Norm, you've had a flight canceled before, right?
Yeah. In fact, canceled so much that we lost the day of vacation. But your story brought back one disgusting memory for me, Donnie. Mary and I went to the Galapagos. We arrived. Everything was great. Mary's bag arrived. Mine didn't. And it finally caught up with me 4 days later. Oh.
So you went 4 days without luggage?
4 days without my luggage. I had to stop in shops in the Galapagos to try to buy things to put on my body.
Like dinosaur drawers or something like that?
Well, let me just tell you this. XL is a very different meaning in the Galapagos than it is in America.
Do you give yourself a South Pacific dip every morning?
Just a rock,
right?
To
turtles and dolphins. All he's like Ace Ventura.
He's telling his friends, like, please, dear God, don't go to that hut. Like, what I had to endure.
The entire ecology of the Galapagos Islands changed.
Because Norm had to scrub. He had to scrub in the back of, back of a
coral
porcupine
reef
or something.
Died.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Mike.
Coral reef.
Thank
died.
You, man. Appreciate you enduring
love you,
that
boys.
Travel story.
I love it. Good to see y'all.
It's good to see you too, man.
Okay,
let's talk a little basketball. And let's talk about what's the difference. What's going to be the difference with the new regime of the Mavericks with one certain player, and we're not talking about Luka.